Madagai Gimbai, Biripi Barai. That means welcome friends to Biripi country, and it is on behalf of the Biripi people, the custodians of this land, I would like to pay respect to the elders, both past and present, and extend that respect to each and every one listening to King's Kids.
Hi, welcome to King's Kids. I'm Heidi. As Christians, we often forget in our day-to-day lives that God wants us to do something for Him each day. We need to walk around with our eyes open and not miss the opportunities that God brings our way. Here's Tony.
Over the last few weeks, I've been telling people on the phone, by email, by text messages, the importance. I've sort of given God a shopping list of the things you want God to do for you. I've said to people, it's important that when you wake up first thing in the morning, when you have that quiet time with God, that you need to, at some time in your spiritual walk, stop putting you first and saying me, and asking God for a shopping list like a car, health, money, a better job, a better partner, a better wife. I've got so much enjoyment over the last few weeks, a few months even, at getting up in the morning, having my quiet time with God and saying to God, what can I do for you today? And you know, I'm not surprised that every day God's given me someone to pray for, someone to talk to on the phone, someone to email and email a prayer to somebody, or just to send a text message. I ministered to a family just only a couple of weeks back, and the whole family was broken. And you know what? I see in the power of God's forgiveness and their forgiveness, when they finally forgave each other, the family come back together. To see people living in despair, living in fear, living in constant fear of even having contact with each other, their own children, and the children are in fear of having contact with their parents. You see, fear is not from God, and this is not from God, this sort of behavior. Once I spend this time with this family ministering, the most important thing for me to say to them is, you need to learn to forgive yourself. Look in the mirror and say, I forgive myself. And if you can forgive yourself, then you can receive the forgiveness that God has given you, that God took to the cross when He forgave you. He said, all your sins are forgiven. And if you can forgive yourself, then you can accept God's forgiveness. And I've been telling these people, you ring me 24/7. And I say to people, I'm available 24/7. Because that's what I believe God wants me to do, to minister to people. I live to minister to people. When you're available like I am, God sends somebody along that needs prayer, that needs ministering to. And there's so many people out there that are broken, so many people that have a heart that's been broken or shattered, not only by fellow human beings like boyfriends, girlfriends, and husbands, and wives and girlfriends and that. They're just broken people. And they need to know that somebody loves them, that somebody cares. If God is speaking to you today, if God is speaking to you and saying in your quiet time, you need to ring this person. You don't have to preach to them. You don't have to hunt them down and hit them with a Scofield's Bible and tell them that God loves them. You know, be God to them. In the sense, what I mean by be God to them is, if they need food, then buy them food. If they need a blanket, give them a blanket. If they need warm clothing, give them warm clothing. If they're in prison and God wants you to go visit them, then go visit them. If God says, buy them a Macca's, buy them Angry Jack's, take them to Pizza Hut. Let them see God through you by the things that you do for God. And today, I want you to think about what you can do for God today. And you don't have to be like Tony Dennison. Only pray for somebody if God wants you to. Yeah, send them an email and pray for them. But you know, you can do a lot for God, because if you know your neighbor's kids are going hungry, cook a meal and take it over. If you know one of your friends has a back problem and can't do their vacuuming, then go and vacuum for them. You know, if God says to you, I want you to go and mow somebody's lawn, well, let them see God in what you're doing. Because you see, you're God's advertisement. People judge God by what you do when you call yourself a Christian. And you know, if you're going to call yourself a Christian, or you're going to have a bumper sticker on your car says follow Jesus, then if you're not setting an example, then you're all they can go by, because they don't know God, they can't see God, And they need you. If they're watching you, and if you say you're a Christian or you're a churchgoer, and a lot of churchgoers aren't Christians. A lot of people are religious. But you know who you are. God knows who you are. If you're not living up to what your potential in God, and you're not doing what God wants you to do, then take the bumper sticker off your car. Take that little fish off your window. Get fair dinkum with God. You know, because you can't fool God. He knows your heart. He knows you inside out. And there's nobody, nobody can love you the way God does. And he can't love you any more than he already does. It doesn't matter. You know, God loves the sinner. God loves the person that goes to the tap. God loves the person that goes and wipes himself out on drugs. He loves the person that's an alcoholic. He loves the person that's belting his wife and kids. But he doesn't love what they're doing. He loves the sinner, not the sin. You can take a rest in God today that he is, has got your best interest in heart. But just remember, try saying to God every now and again, what can I do for you today?
Everybody needs a love that's strong enough when times get tough, to be a constant shelter from the rain. A love that hopes, a love that heals, a love that cares, and love that feels, a love that shares the pleasure and the pain. And over the horizon, dark clouds are rolling in. I know that I can count on you to stand with me again. Whether it rains, whether it snows, whether it hails or a hot wind blows, no matter how cold it gets, our love will keep us warm. Together we'll weather the storm. Seems to have a way blowing all these storms our way, yet we've had the strength to make it through. And though the winds can make it ride rough, they never could blow hard enough to ever drive my heart away from. Darling, take my hand, hold on to me tight, 'cause I can see it's gonna be another stormy night. Whether it rains, whether it snows, whether it hails or a hard wind, no matter how cold it gets, our love will keep us warm. Together we'll weather the storm. No matter how cold it gets, our love will keep us warm. Together we'll weather.
All the times that when I was committing robberies and running amok in general before I found Jesus, you know, Jesus had my best interests at heart. He never gave up. He never gave up. And there's times I know I should have been killed and gone to hell in my sin. But I knew Jesus. He knew one day that I would accept Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. And until that day came, he kept me safe because he knew when the opportunity came that I was going to take it. I look forward to the day my Lord and Savior comes back. But you know what? I can spend time with him every day in prayer, through reading his word, sharing with somebody like I'm sharing with you now. I got this old friend, he was as bad as I was, you know. We was in prison, I was in for robbing banks, he was in for blowing up a pub with dynamite, and God put it on my heart when I said to God, what can I do for you today? And you know, God said, I want you to ring him every day. This man's 79 years old. He needs a hip replacement, he needs two knee replacements, he can't get out of the caravan. And you know, when I went to visit him, I took a heap of Christian CDs, DVDs to him, and he rang me back. You know what he said? That King's Kid, he said, I'm listening to that program. He said, wow. He said, I've known you all my life. He said, but the things you talk about on that radio program, he said, is just touches my heart. And he said, you know, can I get some more? Can you send me some more? Then I slipped in a couple of preaching CDs of different people that I had a hold of. And he said, you know, you can listen to God. He said, I'm just sitting in this caravan all by myself. I see maybe get one visitor three times a week. And sometimes I don't get any visitors. And he said, it's just me on my own. Some of those DVDs you sent me on the end times and other stuff, he said, I've watched them at least 10 times. Because it's just like, you know, dog day afternoon. It just repeats itself. I'm just sitting there with nothing to do but listen to the stuff that you've given me. And he said, oh, I just can't wait to get some more of King's Kids. I can't wait to get some more preaching CDs. I told him the other day that God loved him and I'm just waiting for the day. And I believe it's not far away that he's going to accept Jesus Christ as his Lord and Saviour, because he's ready for the harvest. And he's ready because he's hearing God's voice. He's hearing God's voice speak to him through the CDs and the DVDs. You know, if there's people out there that you know that are lonely, that got nobody, then do something about it. Ask God what you can do. God might say, visit them. God might say, ring them once a week. God might say, go buy them a book. Give him something with hope. King's Kids is all about hope. Our trust and our hope in Jesus Christ. And if it wasn't for that, it wouldn't be worth being here. It wouldn't be worth getting up in the morning if we didn't have Jesus to get up to. If we couldn't put our trust in Jesus. I've seen Jesus touch my children's lives, especially my daughter Jess. I've seen God touch her. You might be going to a church and it's dead and it's dry. You're not getting anything out of it. Then move. Go to a church where God is. And yeah, sometimes different styles of churches suit different people. Sometimes you can go to a church and you can be there for forever. And they're not feeding you. They're not feeding your spirit with the words that you need to hear. Then I'm not saying you should just pack up and leave church every time they preach a sermon you don't like. But you need to ask God where you need to be. Let God tell you where you need to be. And then start going to church. And just start having fellowship with people. You know, I spent some time with Dudley yesterday. And, you know, I've never met a man like him. He's always given of himself. He's always getting the best preaching, the best CDs, the best books, and giving them to people. That's his ministry. He's not a preacher. He's not an evangelist. But he's doing God's will. He's meeting the needs of people that are dying, people that need God, by giving them the stuff that they need to hear. I said to Dudley yesterday, with all the work that I do ministering in the community, sometimes we need to take 5 minutes out for ourselves and just spend time with another brother, another sister. We have needs too. I took my son home. I took him home the other day and I was feeling a bit low in myself, a bit low in my spirits. And I pulled out some episodes of King's Kids. And you know, I played them and it's been so long since we recorded them. They spoke to me. My own preaching, my own message spoke to me. By the time I got the graft and I felt on top of the world, I felt lifted up. And my seven-year-old said to me, he said, Dad, he said, that's pretty cool. That's really cool. And, you know, I've got to tell you this. He said to me, because his mother wasn't very happy when she was coming to get him, and she was talking to him on the phone, and he said to me, he said, Dad, he said, put all my stuff on the side of the road, he said, and I'll just wait here for Mum. You just go. And she said, she's only going to be a minute. And I said to him, yeah, your father will be in jail, I said, if I leave you on the side of the road waiting for your mother, even if she is only 60 seconds. But she was 2 hours away. And he was convinced that she was going to be there in a minute. He said, Dad, he said, you need to go. He said, I'll be right. And I said, look, if I go, this police will come along and your dad will be in jail. He said, like you was when you was robbing banks. He said, if the police come along, Dad, he said, I'll just tell them you're a bank robber and they can put you back in jail. And I said, no, son. I said, those days are gone. He said, well, you know, Dad, he said, I'm going to tell the police to put you in jail because you stole something. And I said, what did I steal, son? He said, you stole my heart. And he just hugged me and kissed me and kissed me. And he said, Dad, don't put black on me when you kiss me, because he said, I'm caramel. You know, that just broke my heart. The little boy saying, Dad, you stole my heart. You know, I hadn't seen him for a year, but it was so special spending that time with him. God looks after you, because I didn't have the money to go and get him, but God provided the money for me to go and get him. And then when it was time to take him back, she wanted him back a day early. I didn't have the money, and God met the need. God spoke to my daughter, who was away at a Christian conference, and she put the money in my account. And I rang her up and I said, why did you put money in my account? She said, I don't know. She said, I was at this Christian conference and God just told me to give you all the money that I had in my wallet. And she put $130 in, being obedient to God. And then when I rang her and told her, it was enough money for me to take her brother home. I rang her on the highway and I said to her, let us know where you are. We can stop and have a coffee. But we'd already passed each other in traffic. And then she said, where are you, Dad? I said, I'm taking Kim home. Then she sent me this text message, which I didn't read till I got to Grafton. It said, Dad, I love you with all my heart. And I forgive you for the adultery. And I love my little brother. See, that's how good God is. When adultery and sin gets into your life and you wreck your family, only God can restore it. Only God can put it back together. You have no idea what that text message meant to me when my daughter said, Dad, I forgive you for the adultery and I love my little brother.
All that I have to you.
That was Every Day by One Accord. We also heard Michael James with Weather the Storm. Just before we go, Tony will share something funny.
I got to tell you this Jackie joke, and we had a great laugh at Macca's the other day, me and three other black fellas, and the woman was looking at us, and I said, this has been the first time you've ever seen four black fellas laughing without being drunk. And we all had a good laugh, but the Jackie joke I want to tell you, because it goes in line with this story today. Jackie's walking up this hill and he's pulling this billy cart and he's swearing his head off. He's struggling to get this billy cart back up the hill, and the priest comes out and he said, Jackie, he said, you cut that swearing out. He said, God's listening to you. He said, how would God know what I'm saying? He said, well, God's here. God's there. He's everywhere. He's in the church. He's down the road. He's at your house. He said, God's even in your billy cart, Jackie. Well, Jackie looked at the priest. He said, if God is in the billy cart, tell him to get out and help push.
The Lion of Judah, the Lamb who was slain, you'll send it to heaven and evermore will reign. At the end of the age when the earth you reclaim, you will gather the nations before you. And the eyes of all men will be fixed on the Lamb who was crucified. With wisdom and mercy and justice you'll reign at the Father. For these you have died, for the nations that gather before you. And the eyes of all men will be fixed on the Lamb who was crucified. With wisdom and mercy and justice you reign at the Father's side. And the angels will cry, on the Lamb who was crucified. With wisdom and mercy and justice you reign at the Father's side. And the angels will cry, hail the Lamb who was slain for the world, ruling power. And the earth will reply, you shall reign as the King of all kings and the Lord of all lords. And the angels will cry, hail the Lamb who was slain for the world, ruling power. And the earth will reply, you shall reign as the King of all kings and the Lord of all lords.
Well, that's it for us today. If you would like to talk to Tony about anything you've heard on today's program, you can contact Tony on 0427 839 474. That's 0427 839 474. I'm Heidi. See you next week.